Joe, I can't think of a few coaches and staffs that will be better at taking apart their team and sort of putting it back together, sort of figuring out what it's going to take to cure their ills right now.
Nope, I would agree with that. It's unfortunately a process that they've had to go through before. You know, and you flash back, I know what a lot of Vanderbilt fans remember is the year that the Commodores lost to Furman at home, and everybody thought the wheels were coming off, and they were really concerned that the season was going to go straight downhill, and the coaching staff got together and came up with a change, made a couple of changes, the primary one moving Dan Cage into the starting position at the four spot, and it proved to be, you know, basically a stroke of genius. It worked out terrifically well. That team made a great NCAA run, and they were tough, they were tenacious, they bought into the system, and that's what these guys are going to have to do. They're going to have to buy into whatever the coaching staff comes up with, and I think they will. It's, you know, it's we said yesterday, 6-3 is not a disaster by any means, and none of those three losses are just horrible losses. So I think they've got plenty of time to get things gathered up. This is a good week, though. It is a finals week. It's good to have a little extra practice time to be able to put some things together.
Joe, as for the women's basketball team, Tiffany Clark, the SEC's Freshman of the Week, as the Commodores are ranked 18th in the latest AP Top 25 with now a record of 9-1.
She has jumped up immediately, hasn't she? She's in the top 10 in the conference in field goal percentage. She's, I think, just out of the top 10 in block shots. She's averaging about 8 points a game, almost 5 rebounds a game. The youngsters have really jumped in and played very well for Melanie, and they are 9-1. And as you said, ranked 18th, they got a bit of a scare that last time out against Quinnipiac, but that was a road game and a good one to get. And they also in that finals week. They don't play until Sunday. The men play Tennessee State on Saturday, and the women play Tennessee State on Sunday. So looking forward to a good weekend.
Also, the football banquet over the weekend, and you know, they passed out some of the team awards and so forth.
Oh, there are plenty of awards to go around at the banquet. Of course, you would expect Warren Norman to be in there and all the captains involved as well. And you know, it's one of those. It was a nice event to have. I know the guys were very disappointed after the way the season went, but it's good to get together one more time, especially get all the seniors together one more time, and quite frankly, get many of the coaches back together, because the coaches have been primarily on the road in and out over the last, you know, couple of weeks primarily. But Chris Marvin, Sean Richardson honored, defensive honors as well, and so you know, all the captains honored, Patrick Benoit, Ryan Hamilton, Bradley Veerling. So it's it was a good time to get everybody together and 24 seniors honored one more time.
Joe, seeing that Jonathan Goff is getting some playing time for the Giants, isn't
sure,
he?
He sure is. And I think they have liked him all along. They just didn't rush him into things. But you remember the way he plays. They love the way he can cover from sideline to sideline. He's an aggressive, good tackler. And he's bided his time, rather. And I think he's going to see significant time for them from now on.
And the New York media learning what we knew about Goff as a player with Vanderbilt, not a chatty guy.
No, he's a pretty quiet guy. I remember doing several interviews with him. And in fact, I remember doing some work with him before he went down to the SEC media days. And you know, a lot of times we'll sit down with players and kind of, you know, try to practice interviews and, you know, give guys some work on doing their interview skills. And Jonathan was very eager to work at it and get a little better at it, because, you know, as we told him, there's a good chance you're going to be doing quite a bit of this down the road. So hopefully he's gotten a little more comfortable.
Well, it's very funny, because I have sort of an indirect connection to him. A few of his really good friends from high school work for my brother in Boston.
Oh, okay.
And they are, and they're all big Patriots fans. And here they are rooting for their buddy who plays for the hated Giants.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Yankees, Red Sox, but still at the same time, you know, it's kind of funny, because his boys wanted him to play for Belichick, and it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, but that's he's got some pretty close friends I know that he stayed in good close contact with, but it's good to see him getting his playing time in. And as you said, I think he's going to get quite a bit of it from now on. I also wanted to quickly mention, and Mark, you're aware of it, we had a great banquet Saturday night. David Price's Project 1-4 and the Pencil Foundation charity dinner and auction, and it was just a blast. David Price there telling some stories, and R.A. Dickey, the former NBA in Tennessee pitcher and professional pitcher, John Mitchell, former pro pitcher, Chuck Merriweather was there, the outstanding Major League umpire, and Derek Johnson, the pitching coach for Vanderbilt, and a lot of good baseball talk and funds raised for a very good cause.
I had Tammy Beauclair fronting for me. She got me a great auction item.
It's awesome. I saw it. Yeah,
I was very excited when she gave it to me, guys. It's a matted thing about the last out at Yankee Stadium. Shows Mariano Rivera coming into the game, a ticket from that game, and a big picture of Rivera throwing the last pitch at old Yankee Stadium. So Tammy was my bidder, and she did a good job for me.
Yeah, it was a very sophisticated, you know, on the phone. Okay, where can we go next?
They're texting me, and I'm trying to do that. You're texting me. Tammy's texting me. Mm-hmm. Pete Weber's texting me during the hockey game, and Pete's doing the game.
It's called multitasking.
That's right.
I never do anything like that on the sidelines of the football game.
Absolutely not. You are totally
You're
focused.
A big liar.
Yeah, a lot of focus. All right, Joe, talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.